Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Just when you thought it couldn't get any worse than Guam, tipping over, he goes and takes the cake again.
I think I've mixed up my speeches. We've got to ensure access to helium for all. What do you do when the wolf is crying out? Well, actually barking out. There being no helium for comedians to get that high-pitched voice. Do you move back from the door and then kneel down and pray and hope that everything is okay? Ferguson could happen in any place in America, whether or not it be in Ruby Ridge, Utah, or wherever Ruby Ridge was. I guess we'll probably have folks putting on white hoods and white uniforms. Occasions where, as a youth, my sister and I would go to my uncle's house. I would use as my text the song some of us may remember by Janet Jackson, "What Have You Done For Me Lately?" My uncle's wife would prepare a lot of food, and we would sit down and eat, and the food would taste terrible. "What Have You Done For Me Lately?" We had a couple more days to be there, and we hoped for the best. And so the next day, we sat down at dinner, and we had leftovers. What happens when you put in a cage fight a giant in with a midget? The use of the midget, the use of the M word is no longer socially acceptable. Well, the midget will not win the fight, I'm gonna tell you that. Now, the M word refers to a group of people, the little people.
You put
30 midgets in with that then the midgets have a chance.
I cannot take it.
This is Life with Monica Matthews. Somebody's got to say it.
That is Georgia Representative Hank Johnson. I'm not even kidding. And it wasn't so funny. I would cry. Yes, that is a sitting United States congressman. And all of those clips you heard are him standing in the well of the United States Congress. Yes, of the U.S. Capitol in Washington, D.C. Okay, I don't know what's up with Mr. Johnson. Okay, he seems, honestly, he has a very pleasant demeanor. I've never seen him belligerent and crazy like, God rest his soul, but Elijah Cummings. I've never seen him go full bore activist with like just unscrupulous, crazed rage. I've never seen him do that. If he has, then I apologize. But I don't think so. So he appears to be a very, kind-hearted person, albeit slightly misguided. I had to share that because if I don't laugh about something in Congress, I'm going to cry. And someone in the heat of all of this impeachment madness reminded me that politics is riddled with theater, right? And this particular person is someone who doesn't get ruffled about political shenanigans in general, because this person would refer to themselves as a political whisperer, if you will, a political operative. And political operatives are people that are stealth. They're people who do have a particular ideology, but they're people who are capable of getting things done by stirring the pot, otherwise moving the pieces of the chessboard around by virtue of hearsay sometimes, by virtue of provocation, through the hint of rocking someone else's power base, right? Because most people are involved in politics for power, greed, good. There are some people who are involved in the politics sewer, myself included. If I can affect change and move some pieces around on the board for liberty and justice for all, then I will. And so that's why I tweeted after watching this montage of Representative Hank Johnson of the United States Congress from Georgia, that I would actually consider running for Congress. So it was a bit of a joke, but I have had several people ask me if I would in fact consider running for Congress. I do live in Congressman John Lewis's district, and best I can tell, not much has changed about his district. A number of years, President Trump had that absolutely correct with regard to his district being somewhat disheveled, and I'm putting that as politely as I can. I'm refraining from going where I want to go with that, just because I've seen the affects of the lack of care and concern for John Lewis's constituents in the state of Georgia. But back to political shenanigans and this being theater, there's a part of me that ruffles at that, because you're being asked to poo-poo on this poop show that that the House has granted us full view of in the past few months. Actually, for the past 2.5 years. 3 years, to be quite honest. It has been a disaster since it appeared that Donald Trump could possibly become the Republican nominee, much less since he was and subsequently won the presidency. And they have sought to extinguish the voices of 62 million voters in the United States of America. So for me, it's not a laughing matter. It's not worth even mocking. Although I understand political theater, I think that given what's at stake with socialism and the rise of many youth who are okay with socialism, as well as what's been going on in our higher learning institutions in the way of academia and other nations infiltrating academia for their own nefarious reasons, ultimately to take us out via technology and other means. I think it's okay to laugh about these things, but you also have to take them with a degree of seriousness so as to ensure that your vote is going to where it needs to go. There are going to be a lot of new people, new faces running for office in 2020. I would encourage you to not just contribute within your state lines. I had a lot, and I'm bringing this up not because I'm thinking of running for Congress, but it occurred to me that a lot of people's response to me was mostly very positive, and that I should and they would support me, until they realized that I was in Georgia. And their response was, well, I was going to retweet it and send you a check, but then I realized that you're not in my district. You're not even in my state. And I thought, see, that's the problem with conservatives and libertarians. We don't think outside of our myopic political boxes. And while all politics are in fact local, we have moved on from them being only local. They are, in fact, international, as you will begin to see with the conservative overthrow of the Labour Party just last week with Boris's election. So you're going to see that on an international level. You already see that George Soros pours into multiple states, mine included, in the way of Stacey Abrams' campaign, as well as many others. So there's a lot at stake. So while we're all having a good laugh, thank you, Mr. Hank Johnson. That was a good belly laugh for me. And I may, in fact, think about running for Congress. But until then, I want to encourage you to keep your ears open, your eyes open, and keep your voices prominently out front. And remember, if you're an American, act like one. Thank you for following me on Twitter at Monica On Air Talk. My new Facebook page is up and running, but I have so many friend requests I cannot possibly get to all of them. I'm soliciting help. I'm very grateful for that. But there's over 2,500 people who are trying to become my friend on Facebook right now. A little overwhelming, but I'm super grateful. But that's at Monty Matthews, and it's MONIMATTHEWS. It's where you will find my work, and you will find my opinions and commentary. Not a whole lot about my personal life. I've decided that I'm not going to give the Zuckerberg regime that much entryway into my personal life ever again after extinguishing 13 plus years of my life, my daughter's youth, loved ones who have passed on, my faith, you know, monumental moments in my life that I shared with others were completely wiped out at the drop of a hat. And with no reason other than I was impersonating myself, apparently, after 13 years. So you can find my work and other things at Monty Matthews on Facebook. I'd love to have you as a friend. Thank you for sharing my podcasts with others. You can catch me on so many download mediums. I appreciate you. Until tomorrow.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.